I'm Matt Pike with The Journal. Local librarian Melissa Corey has been serving St. Joseph students for 15 years, spending most of her time at Rubidoux Middle School. It's been a humbling 2 years for Corey, last year being named a finalist for Librarian of the Year. This year, she's a winner for the I Love My Librarian Award. Corey says to receive this national honor from the American Library Association is unbelievable.
To be recognized at the national level, it is very, very overwhelming, but I think it's a great thing for our school district. We have really strong library programs here in St. Joe, and I really do feel that any of our school librarians here are honored of being the top 10 in the country.
One program Corey says within her library she's exceptionally proud of is the free book fairs.
For the past 3 years, we have offered each student 3 books free of charge in a traditional book fair setting, with prizes and games and different promotions, but no money is exchanged for those books. And so by the end of the school year, we'll have given away over 6,000 books to our community here at Rubidoux.
For the national award, Corey just wants to be sure to thank everyone in the Rubidoux community for their support.
This really is my second family and my second home, and I'm just honored by their very, very kind words. It was very overwhelming to see what they wrote about our particular library and about myself.
Corey says it was her parents' love of learning and books that influenced her to become a librarian.
They both worked full-time, but they always found a way to take us to the public library, make sure that we had books in the home, really made sure that we understood that literacy was a way to a better life. All of my siblings have, you know, advanced degrees. They're all super successful as well. And so they really had a big impact on me.
She also credits some of the educators that she's had throughout her life.
That really showed me the value of getting an education, being literate, being curious about the world, especially Mr. Luce and Mr. Pittman from Savannah High School. They were just wonderful role models for me and still have an influence on me to this day.
But being a librarian doesn't come without its own challenges. Corey acknowledges it can be difficult to keep kids interested in reading, especially at a middle school, being that sort of bridge between elementary and high school.
I think elementary school students are natural readers, you know, they're developing reading skills. In middle school, you have a lot more options for your time, whether that's extracurricular activities or sports or video games. And so really just finding a way to make sure that students are connecting with the book that really relates to them, that they have an interest in.
Corey is one of 10 winners for the award. Each winner received a $5,000 cash prize, as well as travel to ALA's LibLearnX event in Baltimore, where Corey was honored during a welcome ceremony along the other winners. That's The Journal. I'm Matt Pike.